Hello.
Hey, Ms. Washam, this is Nobi calling you back from the Alabama Department of Labor.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so are you ready to complete your claim?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Kenny, let me start off with your social again.
424-08-2042.
Okay, now you can go ahead with that routing number if you have it.
Okay, the routing number is the routing number is 262-1-83-749.
Okay, so I'm going to read that back to you just to make sure I typed it correctly. It's 262-1-83-749.
Correct.
Okay, and your bank account number?
That's the deposit number, right?
Ma'am.
That's the deposit number, right?
Yes, ma'am, your account number.
Okay. It's 3025-03-025.
Okay, so I'm going to read that back to you just to make sure I typed it correctly. 3025-03025.
Correct.
Okay. Can you verify your mailing address?
2816 Banks Avenue.
Banks, Banks.
Correct.
City, state, and zip code?
Mobile, Alabama, 36617.
Okay. And is your residence address different from your mailing address?
No, ma'am.
And has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
And can you verify your telephone number?
251-209-9296.
Okay. I'm going to read your mailing address back to you just to make sure I have it correct in the system. It's 2816 Banks Avenue,
Correct.
Mobile,
I'm
Alabama.
sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine. Mobile, Alabama, 36617.
Correct.
Okay. Okay. Now we're going to go through some security information. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions.
Okay.
Okay, question one. Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? 1983 Dodge D350 pickup, 1984 Oldsmobile 98, 1987 Jeep Grand Wagoneer, 1993 Saturn S Series, or you've never been associated with any of those vehicles?
Yeah.
Which one?
What did you say, a Buick?
No, ma'am.
Richard, I'm sorry. Repeat that. My mind somewhere else, ma'am.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
yes, ma'am. Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? A
Okay.
1983 Dodge D350 pickup,
No.
1984 Oldsmobile 98,
No.
1987 Jeep Grand Wagoneer,
No.
1993 Saturn S Series.
No, my son had a car like that, but not me. No.
Okay, or you've never been associated with any of those vehicles?
No.
Okay, question two. Which team nickname is associated with the college you attended? Cardinals, Eagles, Mules, Warriors, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. Question three. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Enterprise, Tuscaloosa, Pritchard, Dothan, or none of the above?
Is anybody in those areas associated with me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Which one?
Pritchard.
Pritchard. Okay, question four. Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? 163 Street Investment, Alpine DPR Solutions, Burger King, Napa Valley Museum, or none of the above?
Come on, like work for them?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my God, this has been so much years ago. Yes, Burger King.
Okay. Okay, last question. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 116 A Smith Road, 1240 Circle Street, 1606 Ruby Street, 5310 Connie Circle, or you've never been associated with any of those addresses?
My grandchildren's grandmother is at 1606 Ruby Street.
Okay. All right, we got through the security questions.
Okay. Okay.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And when was your last day of work?
Today.
Okay. Today is the 15th. Okay. 15th, 2022. Okay. And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have real estate license?
No, ma'am.
And are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
And have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And have you applied for, are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
About 25 miles.
Okay. And what's the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
35.
Okay. And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And what was your job title?
Cake decorator.
Cake decorator. Okay. And are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yeah, well, I just got fired today.
Okay. And what was the name of your last employer?
Sam's Club of Mobile, Alabama.
Sam's Club. Would that be on the Walmart?
They the same company. But I worked at Walmart though before I was working at Walmart before I came to Sam.
Okay. Give me one second.
Claire,
okay.
Would Sam's and Walmart be the same thing?
Okay.
Okay. So yeah, it would be up on the Walmart.
Okay.
Okay. And you said it was in Mobile?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have a phone number for them?
No, ma'am.
If not, I can look it up. Let me see. Walmart, Mobile, Alabama.
No, it's Sam.
Sam's, okay. Sam's Club. I'm sorry. And is that at 601 East Interstate?
Correct.
Okay.
The store number is 8102.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, that's it.
Okay. 251-479. 251-479. 1346. Do you remember your employment start date?
March 15th, 2022.
Your last day was today.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am. I get my last check with Thursday. Which was, she cut my, well, my hours now been, I was used to getting 40 hours a week, and I put a transfer in to go back to Walmart, but I feel like since I put my transfer in, she started giving me 20 hours a week, so I only been working 20 hours a week when I was getting 40 hours a week anyway. I should have been called y'all.
Okay. And have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
What's it?
I think like retirement.
No, ma'am.
Okay. And the reason you're no longer working with them?
She said I accumulated too many points.
Okay.
Do you want me to tell her to hold on?
Was that with like attendance or something like that?
Mm-hmm. I just came back from COVID, so it's just crazy.
Okay. Okay, and can I have the name and the title of the person who fired you?
She's a store manager, but I don't think she's the big person of the store. I think she's over the bakery and deli. No, the bakery. Her name is Alex. I don't know her last name. I never know her last name.
Okay.
And she added points from Walmart to the points that I had there, which I feel like that was unfair.
Right. Okay. What did you do to try to resolve the problem prior to your discharge? Ooh, my baby just kicking.
Well, I explained to her and told her that I feel like it wasn't right. If you knew I had points, you know, when you hired me, you shouldn't have hired me knowing that I had points from my previous job, which was Walmart.
Right.
And she said I accumulated 6 extra points plus the points that I received when I was out for COVID. But then I hurt my arm at work, and I had to go to the doctor, and I was diagnosed with tendonitis. And I stayed out for a couple of days, and I called in. That probably had something to do with it, too. And when I brought my doctor's note back, she told me that they don't accept doctor's notes. So.
Okay. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
I don't know. No.
Okay. And if you have a pen and a piece of paper, I can provide you with your 4-digit pen.
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. Excuse me. It's 4277.
4277.
And that's the last two digits of your social and the last two digits of your birth year.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Okay. So I'm going to read you your closing statements.
Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also register you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers, or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov, and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification, either by telephone or internet, in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 1-800-752-7389.
7389?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions could result in the loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524.
Okay.
Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Okay, so we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
Yes. So you say I got to go to the unemployment office to look for work?
You got to go update your online resume.
What you mean? Like, I don't understand.
I guess when you file a claim, it registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center.
Mm-hmm.
It remains for 90 days. I guess you have to keep it active by updating it every 90 days. I'm not for sure.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't think people pay attention to it. But yeah, it's just like you go to the career center, you update your resume and stuff like that. Just in case you're looking for work, you know, it shows that, well, it'll show that if you're looking for work or not. But you update your resume, it stays on file for 90 days. You have to update it every 90 days. Okay. And yeah, that's about it. But you have to do your weekly certification every week with the unemployment.
What that is? Ma'am, I ain't been on unemployment.
Okay, so the 1-800-752-7389 number I gave you, that's the number you will call Sunday. You will call that number every Sunday. That's why I gave you that 4-digit PIN, because you would need your 4-digit PIN. It's like an automated, it's an automated number. So it asks you for your social and your 4-digit PIN. It's going to ask you questions. You answer the questions. Mm-hmm. But the reason you do that is because you're claiming your benefits, which means you're claiming your money for the previous week. So if you call Sunday, then that means you're claiming your benefits for this week. Next Sunday, when you call, you're claiming your benefits for next week.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I don't call this Sunday. I wait the next Sunday.
No. This Sunday that's coming up.
Okay.
17th. Yes, ma'am. You call that number before 5 p.m. and do your certification. But you do it every Sunday before 5 because you're claiming your benefits. You claim your money for the previous week.
Okay. Before 5 p.m. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And the only thing you have to do now is just wait for a phone call for unemployment, or they will send you out a letter. They usually send out letters, but just wait on them. They'll be in contact with you.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Child, I ain't been on unemployment, man. I'm on it for about 25 years.
It's fine.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Do you have any more questions?
No, ma'am. When I go to the unemployment, and so what, I just go on there and tell them I want to do a resume?
Yes, ma'am. They should be able to help you. Update your resume for the Alabama Department of Labor.
Okay. Let me write this down because I forget. Update resume
for the Alabama Department of Labor.
For the Alabama. Alabama Department of Labor. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. It was my pleasure helping you, and I hope you have a wonderful afternoon.
Thank you. You have a wonderful weekend, ma'am. And don't tell the baby to stop kicking you.
I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye.